Today, President Biden is scheduled to meet with Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Biden-Powell meeting is about, yes, inflation and economic conditions more generally, both in the U.S. and abroad. It comes as the president publicly signals his support for the central bank's efforts to fight inflation in a way that could hurt the job market for a while. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
This is the first meeting between the president and Jerome Powell since the Senate confirmed him earlier this month to a second term as Fed chair. Ahead of the meeting, the Wall Street Journal published an op-ed written by the president in which he says the U.S. economy needs to transition from rapid recovery to stable and steady growth. The president says he will not meddle in the central bank's decisions and supports its assessment that inflation is currently the top economic challenge. The president says as interest rates rise, monthly job gains could decline to about $150,000 a month, which Biden characterized as consistent with a healthy economy. Meanwhile, there are early signs that inflation may be moderating. Last Friday, the Commerce Department reported prices are up 6.3% in April. That year-over-year increase is a bit less than it was in March. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The average interest rate on 30-year fixed home loans has risen over 2 percentage points in a year, but in recent weeks, those rates have been ticking back down a bit. You heard right. Home loans, in many cases, have gotten cheaper as May turns to June. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Mortgage rates tend to move along with the yield on the 10-year government bond, and lately, that yield has been falling, says Mark Fleming, chief economist at First American.
And that's meant that mortgage rates have also come back down as well.
It might sound strange that 10-year bond yields and mortgage rates are falling when the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates this year. But Winnie Caesar at CreditSite says many investors, nervous about an economic downturn, have been buying those safer government bonds.
Which means that prices are going to increase and yields are going to fall.
And given how much mortgage rates have risen over the last year, Caesar says demand for mortgages could be slowing down and lenders will have to get more competitive.
Which means they have to lower the mortgage rates to make them more attractive to people to either buy a new house or refinance their existing mortgage.
Sales of new and existing homes have been falling too. Caesar says this is part of the Federal Reserve's goal of slowing demand to cool down the economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Shall we do the numbers together? Dow and S&P futures are down 0.4% each. NASDAQ futures just turned flat. High inflation is global, with surging economies emerging from COVID, supply chain backlogs, and Russia's war. There's news just now that inflation in the eurozone is running at an annual rate of 8.1%, the highest since there was a eurozone, just a tad below U.S. inflation now. With China loosening COVID lockdowns and the European Union agreeing to wean itself further from Russian fossil fuel this weekend, crude oil traded in New York is up 3.3%, nearing $119 a barrel now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Workers are unionizing at Activision Blizzard, the gaming conglomerate that makes Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. At this point, it's 20 employees in one department of Raven Software, a subsidiary of Activision. But this will be the first union at a major company in the $180 billion gaming industry, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Jillian Smith is a game designer and a professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, where she teaches students how to make games. And they're excited about the field. They can't wait to work on teams filled with creative people, artists, musicians, writers, designers, marketers, the list goes on. But they keep coming to her with hesitations.
And they'll say, you know, I'm hearing in the news about this particular thing happening, or I had an internship at this company and some people were talking about working conditions.
One of those conditions is known in the industry as crunch. Basically, video game studios will agree on a date that a game will be finished and shipped. And once those dates are set, gaming firms will work their employees to the bone, whatever it takes to get it done.
Incredibly long hours, canceled weekends, not allowed to have time off, just to be able to meet these production deadlines.
And the industry tends to run on boom and bust cycles. Studios hire a whole bunch of people, and then they lay them off after a game release.
Every job I've had has ended in a studio shutdown and mass layoffs. That is an incredibly common thing in this industry, and that's made job stability very difficult.
That's Steven, a programmer at an LA game studio, who's also on the steering committee at Game Workers of Southern California, a local chapter of a union advocacy group. We're not using his last name because he fears retaliation. Allegations of sexual harassment and assault and racial discrimination are also rampant in the industry. Activision Blizzard was sued by the federal government for sexual harassment and pregnancy discrimination. As part of the settlement, it'll create an $18 million fund to compensate victims. Steven says he and other workers have tried talking to their companies about all these issues.
But we just haven't been getting anything beyond a vague promise to do better.
Union membership in the gaming industry has doubled in the past couple years, from 6% of workers in 2019 to 12% in 2021. Activision's union is the first at a large gaming company. A smaller indie firm called Vodio formed a union last year. In a statement, an Activision spokesperson said the company, quote, respects and believes in the right of all employees to decide whether to support or vote for a union, and says there should be a broader vote that includes more of the company. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
Data from the NPD Group found that in 2020, the video game industry, as measured by revenue, surpassed the size of both the movie and music industries combined. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Ariana Rosa, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.